Hello, my name is Sam Clement, and welcome to The Love of Cinema, a Picture House podcast proudly supported by Kia, powering independent cinema. On today's mini edition of the podcast, a bonus episode, if you will, I am delighted to be joined by the director of Evil Does Not Exist, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, the Oscar-winning director behind Drive My Car just a couple of years ago. Fantastic film. If you haven't seen it, do check that out. But I'm not just joined by Ryusuke Hamaguchi. I am delighted to say that I'm also joined by the composer of Evil Does Not Exist and Drive My Car, and, I mean, in a way, kind of the reason Evil Does Not Exist exists, the fantastic musician and composer Aiko Ishibashi. Ryusuke and Aiko were talking to me from their respective homes in Tokyo, and I'm also joined by a translator because my Japanese is not as good as it should be. So what you will hear on this podcast is me asking questions in English, and then you will hear Ryusuke Hamaguchi and Aiko Ishibashi answer in Japanese, and then you will hear the translator, same translator for both speakers, translate their responses into English. That's just a bit of housekeeping. It's how we had to do this interview, but I'm so glad I got to talk to Ryusuke Hamaguchi and Aiko Ishibashi. I'm such a big fan of Drive My Car. I loved Evil Does Not Exist. It's in cinemas from the 5th of April. Kind of demands to be seen and heard on a big screen, very much made with cinema and the sort of 5.1 cinema surround sound soundscape in mind there too. So yeah, so thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoy my chat with Ryusuke Hamaguchi and Aiko Ishibashi about Evil Does Not Exist. グランピング場の予定地。鹿の水場なんだ。まあ、説明してくれるって言うんだから、まずは聞こうや。Welcome to the Picture House podcast, Ryusuke Hamaguchi and Aiko Ishibashi. It's great to have you on the show. We're big fans of your work here at Picture House Cinemas. We had the great pleasure of playing Drive My Car a couple of years ago, and so pleased to see that you've not only made a new film, but you're collaborating once again on Evil Does Not Exist.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
I'd love to know, I guess, a little bit about what happened in between Drive My Car and starting Evil Does Not Exist. Were there conversations about continuing your collaboration, and how did the film Evil Does Not Exist begin, I suppose?
そうですね。最初は私の、こう海外の、ライブなどブッキングしている。
So it all began when one of my promoters for when I do shows abroad, my booker there, reached out to me and asked me whether I would want to do a tour where I do live performances along with visuals. I've seen other musicians do this before, and when I first got this question, I wasn't necessarily drawn to the idea. So I thought about it for a while, and it was after we had finished working on Drive My Car, and I also watched a lot of the past films that Ryusuke had made, and I also watched his documentary that he made in the Tohoku region in Japan. And through studying his films, I learned that Ryusuke makes films very musically in some ways. And so once I learned that, I asked him whether he would do something where he makes visuals for my music. And in the past, I had made an album based on this idea of memories that are lost from a land. And I talked about this with Ryusuke and shared this with him. And it seemed as if Ryusuke was very interested in this.
で、まあ実際にそういうふうにご依頼をいただいて、まあその時のテーマとしては、
And so that's how I received the request as Abe just described.And so one of the requests was to make visuals to that she could perform to. And as she explained, she talked about how in making this particular album, she also researched in the roots of her own grandfather, which led her to researching about Manchuria. And I found that story to be very interesting. And the other thing that I was thinking about is that after Drive My Car, I wanted to make a film that felt like my feet were very much back on the ground. And so when we started doing this project, we weren't necessarily thinking about resulting in a film per se, but it ended up being that we made one film and also visuals to go along with a performance.
So that's an incredible origin for the movie. It must be quite unusual. I was wondering, Ryusuke, at what point did you feel like this music project, the visuals for this video, could become a feature? And were you due to do something else, or you know, when did this become your priority?
まあ、プライオリティは常にその、音楽映像用のものを作るっていうことをゴールにして、まあ、やっていて。
I would say the priority was always stayed to create visuals for the live performance. That was always the goal. But in thinking about what to make, we, Eiko and I had about a year of exchanging ideas. And through that, I learned that Eiko very much seemed to trust whatever I would do and that she would be happy with whatever I normally do, which to me was to write a fiction script and make a film. And so I realized that that's what I will do. And through the footage that we can find footage to be used for the performance. And when we were in production and making the film, I wasn't planning on being able to hear too much of the dialogue that was being said in the shooting. But upon hearing the dialogue being spoken by my actors, the way it was really wonderful. And so that led me to want to turn it into a feature film as well.
Let's go somewhere new. See worlds we've never seen before, so that we can feel inspired. Whether you're sitting in a cinema or in one of our cars, inspiration comes when we feel something new. That's why our electrified range is designed to take you on inspiring journeys. Kia, proud supporter of independent cinema. Kia, movement that inspires.
I was wondering, Eiko, how does it feel to you when your request for the visuals for the music ends up becoming a new feature film from Ryusuke Hamaguchi, and you being such an integral part of this film?
そうですね。最初はやっぱりこの作品がその音声のあるサウンドのある
You know, first when we embarked on this project, we weren't anticipating making a sound film. So it was very much a surprise and also a very happy thing to learn because it was something that we hadn't planned for at all. It was something very much unexpected. And unexpected things happening to me is always a joy. In fact, that's sort of how I've led my life, where I hope for unexpected things to happen. So for this to happen to me was very much like a present. And so once we had decided that there was going to be a theatrical film version, I concentrated on making the music for this sound version. And so for that time being, I put aside thinking about the music for the live performance and really concentrated on that.
Oh, fantastic. I think the story of the film is very resonant, especially to audiences in the UK, where we're seeing communities going through similar things in our rural and countryside areas. I was wondering, Ryusuke, is the story of this film based on anything in particular, or a sort of a general thing which you're seeing in Japan?
これはまあでも結構その特殊なことというか、石橋さんのスタジオの
周り。 You know, it was very unique in the sense that we shot this film near where Eiko works, where her studio is. And we went out there to shoot there originally because we figured that the landscapes where she works must also fit quite well with her music. And in researching it, about making the film, I also started to learn how the people in that area live. It also led me to learn about an event that happened, which is very similar to what we see in the middle section of the film, where this town hall meeting actually happened. Something very similar happened in real life. And when I first learned about it, I felt like it very much exemplified something about our own lives. So I started to think about how I can turn this event into a film and very much became sort of a core part of the movie.
Oh, wow. It does feel very authentic and sort of very lived in. I do love how natural the community feels in the movie as well. And that town hall sequence it was so gripping, you know, just to see a lot of actors in a room, and I'm not sure how long the scene plays out for, but it must be sort of 20 minutes or so, but it's so gripping and exciting. Feels like a very, yeah, it just feels like a naturalistic way, you know, people behave. And I think you've captured a real sort of essence of humanity in that one sort of snapshot.
いや本当にありがとうございます。まあ実際にその地元の方なんかにも、まあそのエキストラとして参加をしていただいて。
I'm really grateful for your reaction and what you just said about that scene. Regarding that particular scene, we had people who actually lived there be in that scene as extras. And there were in fact people who were actually at the real life event of the town hall. And so they came up to me and said that they felt like they were going to flash back to the actual event when they were there. So I think in some ways, a lot of these different kinds of emotions may have been reflected through that scene.
The film has played at a number of film festivals, and we had our very own London Film Festival where it won the best film competition. And I know you were awarded the Grand Jury Prize at Venice. Big congratulations on both of those. But I wonder how it feels now the film is done, now people are watching the movie. You know, how do you feel about the piece? Have you had people talk to you about the film? Have you done any Q&As afterwards and met the audiences seeing the movie?
Well.まあ、まずそういう評価を受けたってことはとてもありがたいことだと思いますね。最近はアジアフィルムアワードで石橋さんが音楽賞を
取った。Of course, I'm very happy about the way the film has been getting received. I was very happy that recently Eiko here has won the Music Award at the Asian Film Awards as well, and I was very happy to see that. It's been a while since I actually worked in a film where I didn't know it was really going to have a theatrical release. So...With that in mind, it's been very interesting to see the reactions from the audiences. Of course, there are audience members who come up to me to ask about the ending, what that all means. But ultimately, I think I was given the courage to do this kind of filmmaking where I was able to have an ending like this particular ending. I'd like people to know that it's okay to feel that way about an ending of a film.
Absolutely. I think we need to wrap up soon, but one final question for Eiko. I think after seeing this movie and Drive My Car, I'd love to see you perform live. Have you got plans to come to the UK and play live shows?
そうですね。今のところロンドンのショーの予定はないんですけれども、4月にポーランドに行
って、I don't have plans to be playing in London right now. However, I have plans to play in Poland in April and then at the Far East Film Festival in Italy, as well as at Lincoln Center in New York. But I hope one day that I can come to London with Gift and to be able to perform there. Of course, the sound version of this film is wonderful, but I think Gift is also a very different kind of experience, and I feel that the experience is very different as I perform it. And so I hope to be able to share this kind of, a different kind of experience with the audience as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I think audiences will be able to see Eva Does Not Exist at Picturehouse Cinemas this April. Very excited for that. And hopefully, Eiko, you can come back to the UK and we can see Gift also. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been really great to talk and a pleasure to play a new Ryusuke Hamaguchi film in our cinemas.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you. Sure. Thank you for having us here.
Well, no problem at all. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.